The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Vaccine disabilities and, well, myocarditis numbers, they continue to grow. But that's not it. That's not all I have for you. We're going to give you some of the bad numbers. Edward Dowd and what he's about to release. He was on War Room talking about that. We have Dr. Naomi Wolf, Dr. Peter McCullough. We're talking about thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of reports being removed from VAERS. Dr. Naomi Wolf talks about that. And that actually... when you remove thousands of reports from VAERS, remember VAERS is a super small sample size. So tens of thousands, and I believe it's 32,000 to be exact, missing. When you calculate that, it's a way bigger number. Because remember, yes, it's specifically 32,000 reports, but that's a reflection of, wow, if you were to calculate the numbers, they really are hiding so many huge amounts of adverse events. We'll get to that. It's hard to, for me, I'm stumbling on explaining it because I'm not there yet. And I'm wondering how much do I even go into it when I'm going to hit that in a little bit. Let's first get with Edward Dowd, and I can play you that. He was on the War Room with Steve Bannon. And they're talking about the disability rate increase directly related to the COVID-19 jab. And he's given numbers before, but I guess new numbers are going to come out about this. I remember last year he gave the numbers about this. I don't know if he's using different system or a different way this time. Well, let me play it for you so you can see for yourself.
My team and I are meeting today to discuss what I'm going to discuss today before we put it on our website. But the bottom line is this. There's a very distinct relationship between disabilities and the vaccine uptake. Since February of 21, the employed population of our country has been basically poisoned. That's what the numbers suggest. And the correlation in the increase in disability rate is about 0.90 for 16 to 64 in the employed civilian labor force. It's less of a correlation for over 65. It's about 0.6. That makes sense because the disability rate of the civilian labor force is much lower. So what we're seeing is basically, since the release of the vaccines, a huge increase in the disabilities, the disability rates of particularly the employed of the country, and the numbers just keep getting worse and worse. So we'll be dropping this stuff soon, probably today or tomorrow on our website, so people can read it and analyze it.
Could there be any other? That's a pretty harsh, when you say poisoned the working population. That's a pretty tough charge. Could there be anything else in your mind that could cause this correlation, sir?
Sure. So obviously, correlation is not causation, but in the absence of any other explanation, at a base minimum, there's a health crisis in this country. Something's going on that's causing the employed of our country to experience disabilities at a much higher rate than the rest of the general population. So until someone can explain to me that there's a new virus that only goes after the employed that work in corporations with mandates or mid-sized companies with mandates, I'd love to hear that. And I'll definitely take that under consideration. But in my humble opinion, and I told Senator Ron Johnson this privately, this is a national security concern, bottom line.
It is a national security concern. And the fact that the government itself isn't concerned or looking into it at all, isn't that interesting? And the media isn't investigating this. You're not going to see Dateline NBC do an investigation into what's happening to all these employees and the rise of disability. But Dateline NBC and the liberal media will act like they're against big corporations and the evil corporations and how they treat people. Well, liberal media, maybe the evil corporations have treated people really badly and they're being disabled because they're not being protected in the workplace and they're creating a dangerous work environment. Guess what? They did create a dangerous work environment when they mandated their employees get a vaccine. That was an experimental vaccine. They did endanger their employees. So why don't you, liberal media, go cover that story and go get those big corporations that you hate so much, or at least pretend to hate. But notice they won't do a story on it. They won't even look into it. There's no curiosity whatsoever. The reason why? Because the liberal media and our government 100% already know what the cause is, the vaccine. They know it for a fact, and they know they were the ones who pushed it. What are they going to do? Do a report about, you know, when we told you that it's your patriotic duty to poison yourself. We did poison you, and we made a lot of you permanently disabled. A lot of your relatives died. Here's a report exposing us and our brainwashing of you. And we encouraged these employers and put a ton of media and political pressure on these corporations to jab you people. And if it wasn't for us media putting all this pressure on, they probably wouldn't have done it. So we're 100% to blame. So are we going to do an investigation into our own evil activity and then report it to our audience that we blatantly lied for political reasons, for the globalist agenda, and for depopulation, which we, a lot of in the media member, believe in the depopulation agenda? We're the ones pushing the CO2 is going to kill the earth and there's too much population. You think, are they going to ever do a report about what they did to you? No. The proof that they did it to you is they're not even curious to find out. If they really believed the vaccine was safe and they didn't poison you on purpose, think about this. If the media was innocent and they accidentally told you to get something that was wrong, they've done that before. The media has promoted the swine flu vaccine they promoted, and then they went after the government, after the media was used to promote it, to expose what the government did lying about it. The media did do that in the 1970s. But they're not going to do that today. Why? Because the media this time, they might have known then, I don't know. But this time for sure, they knew it was bad. They knew it was experimental, and they knew it had nothing to do about your safety. That's why they're not going to look into it, because they're proving they knew. Like I was saying, if they didn't know, if they just were, well, we were just doing this because we really thought we were going to save lives, then they would do an investigation right now. And they would be like, whatever the results are, if it ends up that the vaccine was evil and poisonous, we'll report to the people and we'll tell them, hey, they tricked us. The government tricked us. We thought it was safe. We thought it was effective. But they tricked us. We did this investigation after we saw all these disabilities, all this rise in all-cause mortality in working age people. We did this investigation and it's all pointing to the vaccine. We can't believe it. We're really angry that the government used us like they did, lied to our face, and then we reported it to you. We apologize. Do you think that day will ever come? No, because they knew they were killing you. Now, they can lie and say they didn't know. I know they knew because they kept reporting the opposite of what we were reporting and helped censor the stories we had, and they saw the stories we had and put out stories to combat our stories. So that means they read them, saw the truth, and said, we can't let that get out, and actively lied to you to kill you. Your own media did, and your government. And that's why they're, mum's the word. They don't say anything about these numbers. They don't look into them. They're not concerned about them. The only thing that is happening in the government and the media is they are greatly disappointed that only millions died and not tens of millions in America. Maybe tens of millions did. To be honest, I don't know. But the only thing they would be disappointed in is not enough. I guarantee you not enough people died to their satisfaction. Guaranteed. They want depopulation, folks. As they were doing this, the population did reach 8 billion people. It's still worldwide. It still climbed to 8 billion. They didn't want that to happen. So I know they're disappointed. I know they are. And if they're not, then they can prove me wrong by doing an investigation into why all these working age peoples now have a massive climb in disability since the vaccine rollout and why there's all this excess mortality. Do an investigative report into that to prove me wrong. They'll never do it, proving I'm right. I'm not just making an accusation. I'm telling the truth and they know it. And they can't combat what I'm saying. They have to either admit it or they'll just stay silent and shut up and pretend like people like me don't exist. And it's not just me. I mean, people with massive influence, people like Steve Bannon, they'll pretend like he doesn't exist on these issues. They'll attack him on other issues, but not on this. All right. Dr. Peter McCullough talks about how myocarditis, we're finding out more horrific numbers. They just keep getting worse. And it's clearly before the vaccine, you basically had 4 cases per million of myocarditis, 4 per million, meaning it was almost no chance that you were going to get myocarditis, extremely low odds. And then he goes through how the cases, as the more as they do the studies, the per million that you're seeing jump astronomically. If it jumped 100%, it would just be 8 cases per million. So you're talking about astronomical percentages here. Take a listen.
In a paper by Arolia and colleagues from Finland, published in one of the best cardiology journals, before COVID established a rate. It's very important. They studied everybody in the entire country, and they had very solid case identification. 4 cases per million is the background rate of myocarditis before COVID. And the numbers, the very first number the CDC came out with, and the CDC was dividing safety events by the total number of people who took the vaccine, assuming other people didn't get it. That is a flawed statistical approach. But even doing that, the first CDC estimate was 62 cases per million. And then it rapidly escalated. Tracy Hogue at UC Davis, different data analysis, 250 cases per million. Scharf at Kaiser Permanente found 527 cases per million. And now the 2 prospective cohort studies, Masugian and colleagues and Lepesic and colleagues, 2 separate papers, when they finally do all the measurements before and then after vaccination, Masugian was on the second shot of Pfizer in children aged 13 to 18. Lepesic was in healthcare workers on the third shot of messenger RNA vaccines. They find together that point estimate now 25,000 cases per million.
Folks, 25 from 4 to 25,000. 25,000 per million. And I guarantee you that 25,000 is still on the low end. And that the more this gets studied, it will continue to go up and up and up, the more the evidence. And a lot of people have myocarditis that have not been diagnosed with myocarditis right now from the vaccine. There are tons of people with myocarditis, and they have not been diagnosed with myocarditis. So that number, I can guarantee with no doubt in my mind, will go up, and it will go way up. And it's already way up. But I know it's way worse than that because I know there's people that have it that have never been diagnosed and don't even know they have it yet. It's horrific. Why doesn't Dateline NBC do an investigation into this massive rise in myocarditis? You know, I really don't want them to, because if they did, all they would do is figure out a way to spin it and lie and say it was COVID-19. Long-term COVID. It's not the vaccines. No. This is a side effect of COVID. And COVID does this because coronaviruses, they always have done this to people. And that's what they'll spin it to say. And there might be like a 1 in a million case where that happens with a severe cold sickness. But it's so rare, it would not jump these astronomical numbers. The only way these numbers could jump from 4 to 25,000, and you know it's way more than that. The only way you could have that big of a jump in that short period of time is if man did something. That's the only way. Man had to do something. It couldn't be nature. You don't see jumps like that in everyday, natural, normal day stuff. Something abnormal had to happen, and that's a fact. And we know what the abnormal event was. An experimental mRNA vaccine that's a gene therapy and not even a vaccine that's never been used on human beings ever before was given to millions and millions and millions and millions of people around the world. That's why it happened, and there is absolutely no doubt. And anyone who tries to say that's in doubt, what is the matter with you? You want to kill people. You just want to argue the other side and allow the people who have done this to keep doing it to more people. You're sickening. You're disgusting if you try to defend the vaccine. Disgusting. Make me want to puke. Now, how about this? Then we have Dr. Naomi Wolf talking about another CDC cover-up, of course. 32,000 missing VAERS reports. But folks, as I said at the beginning of this video, 32,000 reports missing in VAERS. Remember, VAERS is, some people say only 1% of what is actually going on gets reported to VAERS. Steve Kirsch says, if whatever numbers you see on VAERS, it's underreported by a factor of 41. So you multiply whatever you see by 41. If they have removed 32,000 reports, I want you to understand what that's the equivalent of. Cases, I use the factor of 41. I multiplied 32,000 by 41 to see what that would equate to the calculated numbers of what they really would be removing from us being aware of what happened in the world due to the vaccine. That would be 1,312,000 cases. See, when I calculate the VAERS, I can use their numbers and calculate and say, hey, we can assume about 1.2 million people have died according to the VAERS numbers that they have, that I know are manipulated, but I've already done that calculation before. 1.2 million people have died from the injections, according to VAERS themselves. That's government numbers, if you calculate it the way you're supposed to, because it's just a sample size. Anyone who reports only 30-some thousand people have died from the vaccine, that's a lie. That's not how you use VAERS. That's a poll. VAERS is a poll. You have to calculate it to get the numbers. So when they remove 32,000, it would be the equivalent of them hiding 1,312,000 events that have happened due to the vaccine. That's what VAERS has done. So understand, don't just think about 32,000 missing. Think about 1 million people, 312,000 people above the 1 million. 1,312,000 people. They're not being represented in VAERS because of this pulling of these reports. That's the cover-up your government is doing. Get it?
As importantly, or even much more importantly, we have an amazing piece by Vigilant Fox, who is a blogger, and I'm proud to say that we've just had him join our distinguished roster of commentators. Also recently, the amazing Claire Dooley, documentarian, and the amazing Eitana Hecht, the Israeli journalist, have all joined Daily Clout. Well, Vigilant Fox did a really important piece that's up on Daily Clout and on his Substack, Missing VAERS Reports. And Dr. Ely, whom you know of because he's been a leader with Senator Linthicum and Senator Thatcher, state senators in Oregon, for a grand jury investigation in Oregon, launched from Oregon into CDC willful misconduct in handling the VAERS data. Dr. Ely has confirmed, and Jessica Rose also confirms independently, that CDC, meaning Dr. Walensky, has removed 32,000 plus records of myocarditis and pericarditis from the VAERS database between September of 2022 and December of 2022. So everyone, please absorb that. The head of the CDC, the job of the CDC is to monitor signals in databases like the VAERS database, which belongs to Dr. Walensky. It's her job to notice signals, as we discussed last time I was on the show, and we talked about the 108,000 rows of hypertension results that broke the pipeline. There were so many that she hadn't noticed. Well, she's covering her tracks and she's engaging in more criminal conduct, it certainly appears, because she's covering up the scene of a crime. And she's doing it not coincidentally after, or while, I should say, because some of it began before the announcement, but while Governor DeSantis of Florida has announced that he too is pursuing a grand jury investigation into malfeasance around the vaccine. And Dr. Latipo, who's his medical advisor in Florida, has made it clear, as has Governor DeSantis, that the focus of their investigation is going to be myocarditis and pericarditis cases.
And we know myocarditis has run rampant. And we know that the numbers keep growing, as I've given you. And we know that they're covering up the numbers. So the numbers we have given you through this, usually what we give you on this show is actually government numbers. And they're horrific. And a lot of times people think the numbers are made up, or like we sensationalize them and it's, we're just calculating the government numbers. Or we'll give you percentages. And a lot of times it's like the United Kingdom's percentages, the government, their percentages. And I always try to remind people, I want you to always remember, the numbers I give you are almost always the best case scenario. So when people think that I'm giving sensationalized numbers, like when I said the 1,312,000 people of cases that are not being represented by removing that, what people need to understand is that's not sensationalism. That's minimum, best case scenario. It's most likely worse than that. Whatever the UK reports, it's most likely worse than that. Well, I can say I know for sure it's worse than the numbers that the government reports, because how many times does somebody have an injury and it doesn't get reported at all and never even makes it into the government stats? How many people died 5 months after the vaccine and their family members never associated it with the vaccine because they had a stroke? And they'll say, well, they had a stroke. How many people have dropped dead months and months later? And you'll even see it in the news reports. It's never associated with the vaccine. So do I know for sure that the numbers are much higher than even what I give you? Yes, I know for a fact they are. Do I know what they will be or what they will end up being? No, and I don't think we ever will. I don't think we're ever going to know how bad it really is. I know, I just think we'll always know what the minimum it could be. And the minimum is horrific. The minimum is worse than all vaccines combined. It is the biggest disaster to ever hit mankind, and that's minimum. So the minimum is already the worst disaster that's ever been done to mankind already at the minimum. I guess it doesn't really matter. Anyways, I gotta run. Here's the most important thing you'll hear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Don't be scared if you know that. If you know that, you've got nothing to fear. I love you guys. See ya!
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.